Have you ever felt stuck not knowing what to say in English? It happens to all of us when we're speaking a language other than our own. But don't worry, I'm Cody and this is Aya, and today we're going to go over 50 super useful English phrases that you'll use every day in places like the United States, Canada, etc. Before we start, please let me know in the comments what you want to learn from me in the classes that you have coming up, because I make these videos for you and I want to know how I can be of better service to you. Let's get started. Now, if you're in a store, do you want to say how much does this cost? This thing, okay. This thing that I have in my hands. No, how much is this? Watch out here, it's not much. I have another video on the CH. How much is this? How much is this? Intonation note, you're going to be going down at the end. How much is this? No, it's not how much is this. How much is this? Can I try this on? Can I try this on, please? Can I try this on? This on, okay, I can try. Can I try this on? Can I try this on?
And if you want to train your ear 100% for free, I have a training that took me months to create that you can download today for 100% free. Train your ear today. Link in the first comment. Take it. I'll
take it. Okay. Take it. That thing there that you're buying. Can I get a refund? Okay. Can I get up? Can I get up? Refund. Can I get a refund? There's intonation going up at the end. Can I get a refund? Okay, now, essential phrases. If you're there at a doctor's office or if you're calling to make an appointment. Okay. First we have schedule and or schedule appointment offered. Make an appointment there. Schedule and or schedule an appointment. We already learned like and you can use it here too. I would like to make an appointment, okay? And that's like maybe I don't have anything serious. Like, a little louder. I need, maybe I'm very sick. I have a problem with my knee, I don't know what it is. I need to schedule an appointment. Schedule an appointment. You can call my office appointment schedule appointment. I'd like to open an account. Oh yeah, I'd like to open a checking account, please. I would like to open a small savings account. I would like to open an account. I'd like to open an account. I want to open an account. I'd like to open an account. Now, what happens if you want to open a savings account? Okay. I'd like to open a savings account. I'd like to open a savings account. I would like to open a small savings account. I would like to open an account. I want to make a deposit. You have to hit it from there. I, with your tongue. I'd like to make a deposit. I'd like to make a deposit. Let's imagine that the ATM doesn't work. You have to withdraw some money. I'd like to withdraw some money. Withdraw some money. I'd like to equal. I'd like to withdraw some money. Note here. Withdraw is the same as saying the words with and draw, draw. Okay, withdraw. What happens if you want to ask for a loan? I'd like to take out a loan. Take out like to take out a loan. Or get a mortgage if you want to buy a house there. I'd like to get a mortgage. I'd like to equal. I'd like to get a mortgage. I'd like to get a linking with the soft R there. Get a mortgage. Mortgage. Like to get a mortgage. Now the appointment already exists. You're already arriving at the office. You have the person working there at the reception. Claro, more usually his last name there. Okay. I have an appointment with Dr. Jones. Yeah. And many times they're going to ask you, do you have an appointment? Yes, I have an appointment with. And you can also tell him now, okay. I have an appointment at 5 p.m. with Dr. Jones. Now if you want to tell him there what you have, what's wrong with you, okay, have a plus the symptoms. Okay. I have a headache. I have a sore shoulder. Me duele el hombro. Okay. I have a stomach ache. Okay. More the problem there that you have. I feel more like you feel there. I feel dizzy. Okay. I feel dizzy. I feel dizzy. Oh, I feel so tired. I feel so tired. Okay, there has to be something, a problem there. I feel so tired. I feel dizzy. What time does the next one leave? And I can also use it for a train. Okay. What time does the next train or bus leave? What time does the next leave? What time does the next bus leave? And obviously that's a train. What time does the next train leave? Okay, a little bit more advanced. And you also want to say where you want to go, right? What time does the next train for Moore the city? What time does the next train for Houston leave? What time does the next train leave for Houston? Okay. And normally you're going to have your seat written there with the number and everything. Same if someone is next to you, it's polite to say, is this seat taken? Taken. Okay, you don't have to do that. You can just say this is mine. Okay, or sit down without saying anything. But if you want to start talking a little more softly to the person there. Is this seat taken? Okay. Is this seat taken? Is this seat taken? Upping the denouement. Points. The decorations are perfect for the party. On point means it's perfect. You did very well. It's on point. And notice the T at the end. Point. I'm leaving my tongue up. I'm not saying point. Point plus point. Leaving my tongue touching up. On. Will you come to my party? Are you coming to my party? You bet. Will you come? Can you bet on it? Of course I will. Of course I will. Okay. You bet. It's like of course I will. You bet. Same with the T at the end. It's not, you bet, anymore. You bet, you that's lit. Going to a concert this weekend lit. Okay, voy a una concierto este fin de semana. That's cool lit. It's like okay, how cool. Okay, oh, that's el more in young people, but you're going to hear it a lot with the that is. Let's use contractions. That's there we have to put the T and the S. I'll give an example here. Presentation, work on your presentation. You rock. You rock literally like you're a rock. Oh, but it means a stone, excuse me, but it means you're great. You rock. Note here it's not RO anymore. Rock. An example. Do you need anything else? No, all set. All set means, everything is fine, I'm all set, I'm ready. I'm all set. Same with the set here, sticking your tongue out, right? Set plus all. Set. Can you guess what sub means? What's up? How are you? For example, how is your day? How are you? How was your day? Also an informal greeting, but a little more. What's up? Okay. What is what's up? What's up? Do you know where she went? It means no. I don't know, no idea. Okay. It's short for I don't know. We cut it to no and note there no. We're going to emphasize the second one there. Bless. For example, we use it in several ways. Bless. Okay. There may God bless you. Cheers. Okay. We also use it to say, ah, bless you. You're such a good person. Bless you. Okay. Here bila bl bless. We have to put that at the end. Bless, bless, bless. Stuffed. I'm stuffed. I'm stuffed. I ate so much at dinner. I'm stuffed. Okay. I ate so. Much a dinner, I'm stuffed. Okay, I ate so much a dinner, I'm full. Stuffed. It's used to express that you've eaten a lot and can't eat anymore. Okay. Note here stuffed has an E at the end, but we're pronouncing it like A-T. Stuffed. 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 God. God. Someone tells you, we need to leave early tomorrow. We have to leave early tomorrow. Gotcha. Okay, we use it to say, I understand you, okay. Gotcha equals, I got it. I got it. But we cut it to, gotcha. Note here that it's not, gotcha, it's more like, chaw. Gotcha, quote, gotcha. Heads up. Example, up, watch out, there's a car coming. Okay. We use heads up to warn someone to be alert or present because something bad is happening there. Heads up. Watch out. Okay, there you go. Heads. Note the Z at the end. Heads, heads. Then linking, heads up, up.
Up, up, quote. Let's
roll. Literally, let's roll. Let's roll, but I mean, let's go, let's go. R, take 5. An example. We've been working for hours. Let's take a break. Take 5. It's literally like taking a short 5-minute break, but it means a break. It could be 10 minutes, it could literally be 5. Okay, take 5, take 5, take a break. Okay. Take 5, take 5, take 5, take 5, take 5. Hold still. Dot. Hold still.
Dot. Hold.
Still. An example, hold still while I take your photo. Stay still while I take your photo. Don't move there. Okay, hold still. A person doing this, hey, hold still, I was taking your photo. Okay, taking a hold still. Here we don't want to start with an E sound, it's not E still. Instead we have to start with the S first. Still. Still. An example. Are we going to the concert tonight? You bet you. We're going to the concert tonight. Of course. You bet you. Of course. Okay. A way of saying you bet. Absolutely UCH. Again CH CHA CH. It's not a cloud plus you're not a big deal. It's snow biggie. Biggie. Snow biggie. Snowy. 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 A loss for words. Since I lost all the words there. I'm at a loss for words. 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 I would love to pick your brain. I would love to pick your brain about a few things. I would love to pick your brain. I would love to pick your brain. And even softer. Let's reduce the I would to I love. Note, there we go. We're reducing the two to a ta. I love. I love to. I'd love to pick your brain. I would love to pick your brain about a few things. I would love to pick your brain about a few things. Love your brain. Swamped. 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 Dot. I'm swamped. I'm swamped. We love to exaggerate a little bit in English. Okay. SW. Swamp. Note the E at the end, we're pronouncing like a T, right? Swamp. 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 Not into that. Not into that. I want to go. I don't want to do that. Dot. On the fence. It's literally like I'm standing on a fence there. I don't know what to do. Okay, I'm not on this side yet. On this side. I'm on the fence. Okay. Here, notice the matter. We're using the soft R of Spanish. Their matter. Mat to matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter to me. My apologies. My apologies, my apologies, my apologies, for someone you don't know well. Okay, my apologies. And notice the ES. Let's pronounce it like a Z, okay? My apologies. Z. Ending with a Z there. My apologies. My apologies. My apologies. My apologies. My apologies. Note the linking of cake. A piece of cake. A piece of cake. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. Freaking out. I'm freaking out. Okay, also a little less formal. I'm freaking out, but we use it a lot. I'm freaking out. Freaking out. A phrase that we use a lot to say that something is obvious. Okay, it's very simple to understand. It's a no-brainer. A no-brainer. It's something that doesn't require a brain to understand. The link to the sound no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. There it is, hit the road, literally like hitting the road. And we're also using got to got the RO. Which is a little more Herga-esque, but I want you to know it so people can understand. Let's bounce. Let's
bounce. Let's bounce. We're going. Okay, we have to go. We're going. Let's bounce. Okay. Bounce. Let's bounce. Let's bounce. Let's bounce. Let's bounce. Let's bounce. Let's bounce. All good. It's all good. Note the T here, the S. It saw it all. And the good, mind you, is not good, more like A. Good. It's all good. All good. All good. It's.
Okay, it's not a big deal. No biggie, no biggie.
No biggie. No biggie. It's short for how it's not a big problem. No biggie. Here, beggy. Beggy. Emphasizing the first syllable. No biggie, noi. No biggie. No.
Cheers. We. Toast to health. When we're there having a beer. Normally before having a drink with the group you're going to do a cheers. Okay, cheers. Z, you have to add the Z sound at the end. Cheers.
Cheers, 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 cheers.
Better late than never. We use that a lot, right? Better late than never.
Better late than never.
Better late than never. Here we have the better. Okay, emphasizing the first syllable, also the soft R. I better. 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 Late than never. Better late than never. I arrived, but I arrived a little late. Better late than never. Better late than never. Better late than never. Better late than never. Take it easy. Easy. If you see somebody there reacting a little bit strongly with a lot of anger, something, you want to say, calm down, take it easy. Okay. Take it easy. But with my snack. Take it easy. 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 A way of saying, don't worry about it, okay? Don't think too much about it. Don't sweat it. Just like you don't sweat it. Okay, it's not something to sweat about. Quote. Sue it, succumbing to the soft R there. S it. If you want to motivate somebody who's doing something and doing it well, you can say, that's the way.
That's
how it's done. Okay. That's the way. Note the that. We have to stick the T and release the tongue to stick it. S. That's the movement of your tongue. That's the way. That's the way. Thanks for staying until the end. I'd love to hear from you. What's your favorite phrase from today's list? What helped you in today's video? What else do you want to see and learn in the next classes? Oh, as always. And if you want to continue studying here on YouTube, you should watch one of those videos we made for you. If you want to improve your English as soon as possible, you should download one of our trainings. And thanks for sharing your day, your night here with me. Until then, ciao, ciao.